The thing I like best about rock and roll is that whenever it gets to the point of making great artistic statements, whenever it becomes deeply meaningful, well, something happens.
My baby does the hanky panky.
It's something people always despise, at least in part because it's so crassly commercial, so obviously prefabricated.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Honey. Oh, sugar, sugar.
That's why I think it's time for us to take just a minute here and think about our attitudes toward this stuff and its competition. Remember Jethro Tull? No, don't worry, I'm not going to play any more by them. Now, here was a band that had a great big run in the early 70s that sold phenomenal numbers of albums like Aqualung and A Passion Play, concept albums whose concepts eluded most of the critics I knew. Their musical content is incredibly empty, despite their complexity, and despite leader Ian Anderson saying that he wished he could deny entrance to the band's concerts to anybody who couldn't sing a major scale. What was the point of all of that? To this day, I don't know anybody who can explain it. And yet, when we played Sugar Sugar a minute ago, tell me, honestly, did you tap your foot? Yuck, what was that? Or did you also feel a certain pleasure? Maybe, like many of my friends, you're enough of a rock snob that you never really listened to that song when it was popular. But tell me now, except for those rather nasal vocals, isn't it almost acceptable? Fun, even? And don't you remember these songs? Whether you want them to or not, haven't they stuck with you, like the bubblegum they are? Here's something else. Unlike Jethro Tull's cerebral excesses, or The Who boring us to death for 2 hours with Tommy, another masterpiece from the past you probably haven't spun in a while, these songs weren't intended to be anything but what they are. Now, both the Arty Types and the Bubblegummers had their eyes on the charts, no doubt about that, and both of them reached them. But the art rockers want to forget that rock and roll has a long and honorable tradition of professional songwriters, musicians, and producers, all of whom are unknown by name to the public, who write silly and sometimes not so silly songs to take up 3 minutes or so of your time in between traffic reports and pimple cream ads. And some masterpieces have come out of that. Hanky Panky was written by Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich, who were responsible for some of the great girl group songs, including the Dixie Cups' Chapel of Love and the Shangri-La's Leader of the Pack. And Jeff Barry also co-wrote Sugar Sugar. If you doubt that song's power, its value as a pop song, have you ever heard Wilson Pickett do it?
Sugar. Honey, honey. You are my candy girl. You got me wanting.
There's something else about these songs that people think of as garbage when they first come out. They bring kids into the world of rock and roll. And although a lot of those kids graduate to more artistic stuff, even the artiest of them can have a warm place in their heart for those first records they bought.
Baby, you ain't right. Stop me when I know I'm right. Don't stop me. 1, 2, 3, red light.
If the Talking Heads can laugh about it, why can't you?